right, everybody. Welcome back to Contact Talk Radio. My name is Cameron, and we are humbled today. I am humbled today by our next guest. He is, I have great respect for our next guest. He has done so much good work on this planet, and what he does to assist people in empowering themselves, and that's the beauty of what, you know, when we have people on the show, one of the things that I really look for in a guest on our show is to make sure, guest and sponsor, is to make sure that they are out there empowering people. I don't want people on here like that are fly-by-netters, doing their stick and then they move on to something else. I want people that are on board with us that are here to support and have compassion and understand the human psyche and understand that, you know, not everybody is the same and understand that everybody's got their own issues to work with and that they can work with everybody's individual issues. I mean, that's so important for me because there are so many charlatans out there that you need to be aware of. And I bring this up only from the perspective that, you know, somebody sent me a website the other day and I listened to some recordings of a medium and I just, you know, it's just sad, you know, and I guess everybody has to learn their lesson somewhere along the way. You've got to learn, you know, some people are just on, some people aren't, and it just didn't resonate for me at all. And our next guest, Matt James of the Empowerment Partnership, NLP, is one of these people that offers support, even after the fact, and he's always there for people. And I could go on about his bio, but if you go to NLP.com and then click on general information and the trainers, you're going to find a huge bio on there because the beauty of what he does is he's got so many degrees and is part of the University of Phoenix, a doctorate degree in clinical hypnotherapy from the American Institute of Hypnotherapy. He's also currently working on his PhD in health psychology. Matt James, with great respect, I welcome you back.
Thank you so much, Cameron.
You know,
that was beautiful. That was awesome. Thank you.
Well, I like to come up with something new every time, but when I come up with something new for you, I always want to make sure that it's from the heart, not just something that I feel like I need to say. I truly, truly just respect the work that you do, Matt. And, you know, there's such caring, you know, in our interviews together, there's such caring for people of what you do. And, you know, that comes across quite clearly to me.
It comes across when I listen to your interviews too. Before our first interview, I came on the your website and became a member and logged in and downloaded a few previous interviews, and that just came through with you and Lucia as well. Just the level of caring and the fact that you guys are out there putting this information out there, and I think that that's so important. And you nailed it right on the head. It's about empowering people.
Yeah,
there are people out there that believe. I know trainers even within my field that believe that they're doing something. And whether you want to call it a channel, whether you want to call it just an antenna or a guide, whatever it is, there's nothing that I can do or you can do or anyone can do to someone else. All someone can do is guide someone else to find their own empowerment inside.
You know, and that's the key. I spent the first hour doing readings today, and, you know, I went into it, and I was telling the listeners, I went into it because I hadn't done readings for a while on the radio, and I thought, well, you know, I wonder how I'm going to do this morning since I haven't done it in a while on the radio. And, you know, doing it one-on-one is a different story because you're spending an hour and a half with somebody, but doing it on the radio, you've got 10 minutes and you know, and not even that sometimes. And I, you know, I care, and I really, you know, one of the things that I've always liked to doing when I'm doing my readings, Matt, is to make sure that people walk away with something tangible, something they can use to be able to work with. Because the last thing you want to do is give someone information and say, call me later, and then I'll give you more information later. You know,
give them a tool, give them a technique, something to work with. I think that's so important because I think that a lot of people forget or. Through whatever, I mean, I've had people say, you know, it's about we've been taught that we don't have this ability, or it was our upbringing, or it's my parents, or, you know, whatever the reason is.
Yeah.
A lot of people have lost touch with the fact that they have the ability inside mm-hmm. to make the changes and to improve their life.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Now, one of the changes that we talk about, how we can make, is, you know, neuro-linguistic programming, and this is the subject we're going to talk about today, is neuro-linguistic programming. And for more information, go to NLP.com. Go to NLP.com. There's tons of information there. But, and Matthew, you're going to be giving some CDs away, and we'll talk about that when we come back from our first break. But, you know, one of the things that's very interesting with neuro-linguistic programming, it's been around for such a long time, but it never really was embraced. It really, even in the New Age world or the metaphysical world, it really wasn't embraced up until about the past 5 or 6 years, was it?
I think that it's becoming a lot more accepted. And I think that for a while, the problem was that NLP was positioned outside of psychology because it was taught to unlicensed professionals.
Right.
And it was not what I would consider New Age. You know, I know a lot of people in the New Age movement. I get to meet with Dick Sutphin on a fairly regular basis. I mean, we see him once a year, and Dick's a great guy.
Yeah, we just talked to him the other day, actually. I just had a brief conversation with him on the phone the other day, but yeah.
He's awesome. Yeah. I love Dick Sutphin. And, you know, and he, for a while, I mean, I would think that he was one of the foremost heads of the New Age movement. I mean, if not even now today, he's one of the most recognized names in New Age and that type of out there thinking.
Yeah.
And that's not to say NLP is not out there. The problem was that I think that people that were more of the New Age or spiritual movement saw NLP as psychology. And I think for a while there was an ab reaction to psychology. Psychologists saw NLP as a pseudo-psychology, where it's not really a psychology. It's taught to unlicensed. So for a while, NLP was kind of in this middle ground there, where both sides were kind of saying, hey, this isn't working. But I believe that there is a movement now towards integration of the various alternative and complementary fields.
Right. So now let's rewind just a little bit for folks that might not know what NLP is.
Yeah, let's define it.
So let's define exactly. What is it? First of all, actually, you know what? Let's actually take a commercial break. I'm totally into what you're talking about now. And that's the problem with me if Benny gets frustrated with me, because I know I just all of a sudden get into what we're doing and forget about the commercial breaks. So we got to take a break, Matthew. When we come back, let's talk about what neuro-linguistic programming is. Let's define that for the listeners. We'll be right back after this.
This segment of Contact Talk Radio is sponsored by the Natural Choice Directory, your local healthy yellow pages in natural food, holistic health, and environmentally friendly resources. To learn more about the Natural Choice Directory, visit their website at www.naturalchoice.net.
Does the world of metaphysics fascinate you? Do you have an interest in healing, astrology, or the world beyond ours? If you do, then visit our website, www.maitreya-edu.org. You'll not only find the wisdom for today, but the answers for tomorrow. www.maitreya-edu.org. That's Maitreya, maitreya-edu.org.
Does your animal companion have medical or behavioral issues that you would like to address? Or would you simply like to know what he or she is feeling or thinking? Why not ask them? Let Nature's Translator help you bridge the gap by offering animal communication consultations and healing energy work. Start a new conversation today. Call Tracy Ann at 360-895-8800 or visit naturestranslator.com. That's naturestranslator.com.
Do you believe that magic is real? Bianna's rainbow classes will help 7 to 22-year-olds get in touch with their power and special gifts while supporting their spiritual talents. To attend a free introduction or learn more, contact Cindy Rothwell at 206-686-3772 or visit her online at cindyrothwell.com to learn how to experience magic in harmony with all that gives.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Contact Talk Radio. Our guest this morning, Matthew James. He is with the Empowerment Partnership Certification through Advanced Neurodynamics, and it's all about It's all about neuro-linguistic programming this morning, NLP. Now, you're giving away a CD this morning that's going to be all of the introductory to NLP and offer some tools for people to try NLP on themselves, correct?
Yes, sir.
So this CD, am I to understand then that the CD does include a tool that people can use to see if NLP works for them?
Let me, Jim, running it through my brain real quick. There are some discussions on there with regards to ways of changing your thinking.
Okay.
So from that perspective, I think it's definitely a tool. There's some discussion on there about thinking and what positive thinking versus negative thinking will do.
Okay, so for everybody that would like to get this CD, now because today is kind of a holiday, all you got to do is leave your name and your phone number. That would be the best, I guess, Matt, huh? Is that if they left their name and phone number for you guys to call
them? Just name and phone number is perfect. We got a voicemail system that'll pick
okay.
that up.
Okay, so if you want to get a CD, what you do is you call 1-800-800-MIND, M-I-N-D, that's 800-800-MIND, or 1-800-800-6463, and that will give you a CD. Leave your name and your phone number on the machine. Someone will call you back to get your address and everything else, and Matt's folks will send you an NLP CD. Now, let's get on with defining NLP. Neuro-linguistic programming is the longer name of it, and NLP is the short name. So let's define that, Matt, and you would be the professional to do that. So go ahead.
Yeah, I took my first NLP training when I was, I think I was 12 or 11 or something.
And how old are you now?
He became a practitioner, a master practitioner, by the time I was a freshman in high school. So I've been doing this for a while, and I went through a phase where I couldn't even figure out what the heck NLP was. And mm-hmm. I've met people in the field of NLP who even have trouble defining NLP. I've come up with a very simple definition, and this comes from everyone that I've learned from. I can give credit to everyone, whether it's Richard Bandler, Wyatt Woodsmall, whoever it was that I've taken classes with.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way to look at it is it's a study of how language affects the nervous system.
Mm.
That's it, neuro-linguistic programming. Linguistic meaning language, neuro meaning neurology. So it's the language of the neurology and programming.
Mm-hmm.
If it were up to me, I'd change the word programming, but it's been around since the 70s. Back mm-hmm. in the 70s, computers were big. And so Richard and John, the inventors of NLP, really liked the idea of learning how to program your mind like a computer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they threw the word programming in there. But it's really about learning the applications of your mind, the software of your mind, and
mm-hmm.
how to gain a greater amount of control over it so that you're able to produce the results and outcomes that you want in your life.
You know, this is really important. This is really important because when we're making, you know, when we're wanting to make decisions, or we're wanting to break patterns in our life, or we're just wanting to create a better life for ourselves through some kind of modality, it's the mind is the place we need to start as well. I mean, besides the spiritual body, and we could talk about all that, but the mind is something we're working with. We have one. You know, we all have a brain. We all have the mind of God within ourselves, to quote Greg Braden. But when we're talking about programming ourselves, we have been programmed through other people in the beginning of our life. Like, I'm programming Jaden right now to believe certain things. You know, that may not be right or wrong, but that's what it is. And so later on in life, we've got these programs, is what you're saying, developed in our head already, and they may not be conducive to what we want to do in our life.
Exactly. And you know, everybody's different. Everybody is different. And people can experience, you get two people in the exact same situation with
uh-huh.
the exact same experience, and you will get two completely different reactions.
Truly.
So the reason, and I, you know, I'm studying psychology right now, and one of the reasons why psychology sometimes has a problem is that previous attempts to understand the mind came from a perspective of, okay, there must be a logical A, B, and C produces this exact outcome every time with every individual.
Yeah.
And what they found that it doesn't. I mean, certain medication will assist a certain percentage of people with a certain problem. It's not going to be a blanket fix for everyone.
Right.
And the reason why that is because everyone has a different body. Everyone's had different experiences. And even more so, specifically, everyone has a different reaction or perception of a specific experience. So NLP isn't about how do you make your entire life perfect. It's about figuring out how is it that you produce the results that you've produced and how can you get better at creating what you want and how can you get better at stopping what it is that you don't want.
Well, now, Matt, what if you don't identify these things? What if you don't know what you don't want?
You know, if you don't know what you don't want, that's a very inductive question.
Isn't it? What could I tell you? But, I mean, what if you don't know these questions? It's the same thing as you don't know what you don't know.
Right, exactly. You know? And, you know, that's one of the things. I say that in my seminars. I say, look, a lot of people come in thinking that NLP is going to make their life perfect. Mm. And hey, NLP is not going to prevent you from hitting a speed bump on the road of life in the future.
Yeah.
And what it's going to do, though, is going to teach you that when you do hit one of those speed bumps or potholes or whatever metaphor you would like to use, that rather than it derailing your entire day, that you learn how to deal with it, that you learn how to move forward. You learn how to say, okay, yes, that was a bump. No, it wasn't fun. Well, I now have the tools and techniques to move beyond that in order to achieve what I want to achieve.
Yeah.
And I've worked with people. I mean, I've worked with people in a business setting, not a therapeutic, in a business setting, I've known people that something crazy happens on the way into work. They get cut off on the freeway.
Sure.
And the entire day, that's all they're focusing on. They can't let it go. This person cut me off. I want to find them. I want to get them. People here don't know how to drive, this and that.
Yeah, you know, they focus on it all day long, and that is so destroying them. And that, of course, is taking away energy from the mind, and it's getting caught up in a pattern that probably existed for 20 years in your life.
Right. So you have this couple, right? They're in a relationship, and they both love each other, and yet some incident that happened 15 years ago that is absolutely insignificant is the focal point of every argument throughout the rest of their relationship. Why do they keep going back to it? Why do they keep focusing on that? Why is it that they can't just let it go? And these were all questions I had when I was a kid, because I would meet people and they wouldn't let things go. And I was very fortunate. My mother and my father were both very supportive of positive thinking, and I got to do things like meditate and learn way out there techniques and fun stuff ever since I was a kid, and really positive thinking. And then I would meet people and they would say, oh, you know, this happened to me 10 years ago. And I would just simply think, well, why don't you just let it go and move on?
Yeah.
And not until I really began to study it and even go through some of my own stuff that I've gone through did I realize, you know, people can collect baggage. Even without knowing about it, we can collect baggage. How do we let that go? How do we let it go and move forward?
I was just going to ask you, Matt. Now, let's say we've identified something let's say for the average person out there, they've identified something. You know, you have somebody that says, well, I have this pattern. It is very much the same thing. I always manifest this in my life, and I always do it over and over again. And, you know, I've gone to psychics. I've done this. I've done that. And nothing seems to change that. So, you know, not that I'm saying NLP is the last resort, because it isn't. I think it's one of the first places you should turn to is neuro-linguistic programming personally, because I personally use it on a daily basis. But, you know, one of the things that's interesting is that, you know, we want to address this, is that how do we use it in our life? What do you do to make people use it in their lives? Because you certainly can't make them use it. So how do you get people to understand how to use it? And what are some things that we can, what are some of the patterns that we can break using NLP?
Well, the way that we get people to begin to use it in our seminars and trainings is that we teach them that they have the ability to create the change on their own. We begin to give them tools and techniques throughout the training, and then have them do exercises where that they actually find those patterns. They find the pattern in their life that they're running, and then learn how to resolve it through a specific technique. By the time we do our master practitioner training, we're having two people work together and do a full breakthrough session. So one of the exercises in our second level of NLP training is where two people actually work together and do a personal breakthrough session, which is really about empowerment, self-help, personal growth, and development. It's two people, 16-hour exercise, and they both assist each individual assists the other individual in cleaning up an area of their life. In other words, letting go of those things and learning how to become empowered. So Well, we run weekend trainings, Cameron, and I would love to teach everyone everything I know in a weekend training, and it just doesn't work out that way.
Right.
I mean, there is, to find out how do we run these huge patterns. I mean, this one guy that came to our fall master practitioner had been running a pattern in business
mm-hmm.
where he had been sabotaging every business relationship and by his own admission, meeting with failure in this area of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it took him all the way through the master practitioner training where all of a sudden he realized this was a huge pattern for him. At the same time, though, I ran weekend trainings where I'm just teaching some simple NLP techniques about releasing negative emotions. And by the second day of the training, people are going, oh, my goodness, and they've let go of something that's been a major block. And that's the amazing thing about the unconscious mind. I mean, when a person's ready, when a person is truly ready to let it go, and they figure out what this pattern is that they've been running, almost any technique that I've come across will assist them in interrupting it.
Right.
The reason why I teach NLP and the reason why I teach all the things that I teach, like HUNA and hypnosis, is because I found that these tend to be, first of all, something that I really enjoy,
mm-hmm.
and they also tend to be very good models of explaining what's going on and a great set of tools. And
yeah.
That's just the way I look at it. It's
yeah.
a set of tools in the toolbox, and any client that I've worked with one-on-one, it's a different approach with every single client. Sometimes
sure.
I'll use the Reiki that I know. Sometimes I'll use HUNA. Sometimes it'll be NLP. I mean, every client's going to be different. So this is just another set of tools that I found that are very empowering.
You know, I really love this example that you're using, quite frankly, because, you know, one of the things that I've done, you know, I've probably read over 500 metaphysical books in my life so far. And I'll tell you what, you know, none of them made sense, but every one of them had something in it that did make sense for
yep.
me. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
You know, some of them were just like, okay, this does not make any sense to me, but this page does. So I'm going to take this and I'm going to use this. And then the next book comes along, maybe none of it made sense, and I toss it out. But the thing is, what you're saying here is, and I really like this, you cannot build a house without tools, nor can you build yourself and your life without the right tools. The idea, Matt, is how do we know what is the right tool for us, and how can we use NLP? And I know we're going to be taking a commercial break here, so that's fine. But the question here is, when we come back from this commercial break, let's address this question. How do we use NLP to discover what the right tools for us are? You know, I don't want to use a rubber hammer on a steel nail.
Exactly.
You know, we need to find out which tools to use. And, you know, and there's people out there that I know that I've talked to that don't know what tools to use, and they're having a difficult time in their life because they don't know what tool to use. You certainly can't pick up a chainsaw to cut through steel, nor can you use a rubber hammer to hammer a steel nail. So, you know, the choice is obvious from that perspective, but sometimes it just isn't because people don't know what the tools are. And so let's talk about NLP as a tool to discover tools as well. What tools we can use, and how can we use NLP to find the tools, and where do the eyes come in place in NLP? Listen, we are giving away a CD here. It's called An Introduction to NLP. If you would like to get a copy of that CD, give them a call, 1-800-800-MIND, MIND, 800-800-MIND, or 6463. That's 800-800-6463. Leave your name and your phone number. If you get a machine, someone will call you back and get your address so that they can send you a copy of the NLP Introduction to the NLP CD. We'll be right back with Matt James. If you've got a question for our guest, give us a call here right now, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. We'll be right back after this.
Sometimes the world gets us down and we wonder why we are here, what our sole purpose is. At times like this, just reading something uplifting can uplift and strengthen us. Maitreya, an energy source from the world beyond ours, has given us simple writings to help us when these times come. You can read them on our website at www.maitreya-edu.org. That's Maitreya, M-A-I-T-R-E-Y-A-EDU.org.
Hey, Lucia, where have you been?
Having a great time playing the new board game, Gift of Enlightenment. It's fantastic. You use your sixth sense and intuition to win chakra crystals while swapping cards like guilt for joy.
Wow, sounds like fun. My family would love that.
Well, we laughed, and Cam just couldn't get rid of his meanness. But he went with the flow, and he finally won. His winning message from the Book of Enlightenment really touched him.
Where can I get a Gift of Enlightenment?
The details are on their website at giftofenlightenment.com.
Giftofenlightenment.com. What a perfect Christmas gift. Thanks, Lucia. Gotta go. Got a website to visit.
Gift of Enlightenment. Because some gifts are worth receiving.
Joanne Ronchick has helped thousands master good health and happiness. Her book, Choices for Health and Happiness, links the food-mood connection. It's what you're eating and what's eating you that makes the difference. Joanne's approach to aging, health, and happiness is uniquely simple. Call 1-800-957-4852. That's 1-800-957-4852. Or go to JoanneRoneCook.com. That's JoanneRoneCook.com. Help is only a call away.
Hello, this is Morgan Rain. For the past 25 years, I've been dedicated to a spiritual path of service to others. At 50 years old, I realized I had not planned for my financial future. I came across an idea called time leveraging. With this strategy, you can create 20 years of income over the next 5 years. Now, I am an independent distributor for an Inc. 500 company that markets the most important natural product ever discovered for our immune system. A brilliant strategy, coupled with a company that's all about service to others. Now, I have a winning combination. For only $19.95 and the investment in the miracle of transfer factors, you can start your own home business. For a free information packet, call me, 425-889-2444, or visit me at rio-vita.biz. With time leveraging, a state-of-the-art product, and powerful internet tools, you too can choose to retire anytime and anywhere you dream. Please call me, 425-889-2444.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Everybody, welcome back to Contact Talk Radio. Don't forget, we're giving away an NLP, Introduction to NLP CD, courtesy of Matthew James and his school. Of course, the school is really, it's massive. The Empowerment Partnership, Certification Through Advanced Neurodynamics. If you would like to get a copy of this CD, what you want to do is call their office, 1-800-800-MIND. That's 1-800-800-6463. And you just leave your name and your phone number. If you get a machine, leave your name and phone number. Someone will return your call, and if they get your address, and they'll send you a free CD. Matt, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Now, you know, during the commercial break, I totally slept of what we were going to talk about when we came back. So I'm hoping that you had a memory recall of this.
A memory recall, yes. They're going to talk about how do you figure out what tools
that's
to use.
Right. How do you figure out what tools to use using NLP? Because I believe that NLP is one of the things that is actually one of the things that I've used. But I would like you to you're the teacher. I'd like you to share with our listeners, how can we use NLP to find and the tools? And because NLP in itself is a great tool.
Yeah, NLP is a great tool. NLP. I have people that call the office sometimes and ask, you know, hey, what's new in NLP? I'm going to take an NLP training when there's something new. And the interesting thing is that NLP is a set of techniques that were modeled from other individuals. So, for example, looking at Milton Erickson and how fantastic he was with rapport.
Right.
And modeling what he did and turning that into a technique. So NLP is not necessarily a tool in and of itself. It's a modeling or a way of extrapolating tools and techniques from other schools of thought. So having said that, with NLP, you can go in and you can model someone who does something very well and turn that into a technique. Tony Robbins did this. Almost everything that Tony teaches has a root or came from NLP.
Right.
He originally did teach NLP, and to develop his firewalk, he used NLP modeling techniques. I've taken trainings with Tony, and we actually used to work with Tony. He's a great guy. He just decided to stop teaching NLP so he could reach more people, and he went more mass motivation.
Right, right.
So NLP is a series of tools and techniques. I think the bigger question, though, is how does a person find out what tool is right for them, whether it's NLP, hypnosis, whatever it is. How does a person figure out what tool is right for them?
Exactly.
And I think there's one really easy way to do that. If a person, if anyone's listening, if you've gone through everything that you can think of and nothing's worked,
mm-hmm.
and you haven't done NLP, then that might be a good idea to give NLP.
That might be a good idea, exactly. It depends how many modalities you've gone through. I mean, I know myself, I developed Reiki, got Reiki, Reiki 2, I believe. I haven't used Reiki in a long time, but and many others, like Matrix Energetics I use with Richard Bartlett. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head, but yeah, there's other tools out there that I've used, and you know, one of the things in NLP has been and always will be part of my little kit that I use, because NLP for me really moves into that place of knowing your mind and knowing how it works and recognizing your patterns right away. For me, NLP has assisted me in recognizing a pattern. Like this morning, my whole thing about coming on the radio this morning doing readings, because I hadn't done it for a long time, I was like, okay, I hope I get it right and blah, 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 blah. I was going through this whole process because I haven't done it on the air in a long time. Privately, it's a different story. But on the air, it's, you know, it's a little different because you're live to talking to hundreds of people and, you know, it's just the way it is, thousands of people, whatever that is. But one of the things that's interesting, is that my NLP technique for that this morning was, you'll be very proud of me on this one, was to recognize that this was, right away I recognized going, okay, wait a second, that's just not the truth of what's about me. So what is it that I can do here? What perception can I take on to make this a different experience than what I'm projecting out there already? And the first thing that came up for me was just go in and have some fun and have no expectations. Okay, I can do that. Let's go in,
great.
No expectations, move on. And the hour was great, and it worked out just absolutely perfectly. Couldn't be better. But that was an NLP technique.
Yeah, that's absolutely changing your focus, shifting your thinking, tapping into a previous strategy. All of those excellent use of just the whole idea of focus and the unconscious. And I think you bring up a good point, because, yeah, I mean, I was kind of telling a little bit of a joke when I said if you've tried everything and you haven't done NLP, do NLP.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one way of looking at it. The other way is, though, if you haven't done anything and you think that the issue or the problem is a pattern that is occurring on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Especially if the pattern is in the area of things like health and fitness, or if it's in the area of business, or if it's in the area of relationships.
Yeah.
Those tend to be a little bit more unconscious in nature.
Yeah.
Now, I've done Reiki. I've done HUNA almost my entire life, and I teach HUNA, and I teach Reiki at some of our upper-level HUNA training. So I'm very in touch with and a major fan of energy work.
Right.
Energy work, I think, is very important, and there's a major role that energy plays in your life, in putting energy into a project and putting energy into a focus. I mean, there is a major opportunity for people to learn how to enhance what they do through energy work. And if the pattern is unconscious, if the pattern is something that you're doing over and over again, energy work may not necessarily resolve the issue completely. What you have to do is you have to do something that is a study of the conscious and unconscious mind. Because the conscious and unconscious mind work together to produce your results in the world around you. So I tend to rely more on NLP when it deals with results or goals that you have to achieve in the physical world. Then what I do is I incorporate everything else that I've learned, like the energy work, the Reiki, the HUNA, in order to enhance the goals and to enhance the release of the negative emotions. Yet it's getting in touch with that pattern.
Mm-hmm.
That's what comes from NLP, and that's where I think it's very powerful. Finding out what is that pattern, How do we interrupt it, and how do we create the behavior that we want instead?
Yeah, because, you know, too many times, I think, Matt, and this is one of the things that I've learned, is that, you know, too many times people tell us, oh, go back and back in time, go back to a past life. You know, you can go to a past life if you want. I mean, that's where it begins, and certainly. But quite frankly, I'm getting kind of tired of going back to past lives when in fact, I know that we don't have to. All we have to recognize is that it exists. And with NLP, one of the gifts that NLP offers is that it is just that you can recognize that you have this pattern. You don't have to go back in time to, or, you know, back through a past life regression or anything like that to break the pattern. You just recognize that it's there, and NLP offers a technique of releasing that pattern and making a different choice. Or
yep.
Feeling different about something. You know, you could do timeline therapy. You know, timeline therapy, I totally get into timeline therapy because it exists on a level of going back in time and seeing it differently, changing the perception. But even timeline therapy is kind of like neuro-linguistic programming, is it not?
Yeah, it came out of neuro-linguistic programming.
Yeah.
So it's another technique and something we teach at our NLP training.
So. Right. So, I mean, you know, this is one of the things that I've really enjoyed about NLP is that, you know, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you a story. Years ago, when I first started getting into this kind of stuff, I picked up a magazine called Shared Vision. It was in Vancouver, British Columbia, and it was a new magazine. I was actually very green in this area when it comes to. I had an interest in metaphysics and psychics and stuff like that. I just never really, and I was reading some books, but nothing major. You know, I was still out doing my thing and being stupid. That's how I describe it now. It's being stupid.
I went through a phase like that.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
Those are my exact words.
Yeah, being stupid. So, yeah. But there was something that I saw that scared me, and in fact, it was NLP. When I look back on that, I look back on the feeling of NLP and gone. And if I had any smarts at all at that time, of wanting to develop myself. NLP would have been my first choice because I saw an ad for NLP and I thought, boy, there's something about this that just feels right, but I'm scared because it's going to bring up all my stuff. And that's where I did not want to go. You know, so has NLP changed from that perspective? Does it still bring up a lot of stuff for people? And if so, how do you handle that? How do you work with people on a workshop or after the fact?
Oh, well, we've been you know, in business since 1982, so
yeah.
We've been doing this for a while, and I think that we really got down how to do a seminar and a training that creates an environment where people can work on their stuff without it coming up in a way that's going to be disruptive for them.
Right.
It's granted, our trainings are not designed for being large group therapies or handling major issues. In fact, even in the trainings that when we do the timeline work, even in those trainings, we tend to encourage people that if it's a bigger issue to seek one-on-one.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always going to get the best if it's one-on-one.
Sure.
In a training, people's stuff is going to come up. I've had my stuff come up in training.
Yeah.
So stuff can come up in the trainings. We know how to deal with that and. The training sometimes does bring up the stuff in such a way that it allows you to then work on it there in the training and release it. And that's the key. The key is, if your stuff comes up, how do you deal with it? And
yeah.
How do you let it go? Because in life, stuff is going to come up. So
yeah.
Training is no different.
Yeah.
So people have to learn how to deal with it either way, and I think that's one of the keys right there. It's learning how to empower yourself so that you don't have to be in a training in front of someone to work through something. That you can do it on your own. Just like you did this morning coming in,
where
you said, okay, stuff is coming up, you dealt with it, you moved through it, got beyond it, and then what you did was you did your radio show and had a great time.
It's very, you know, and this is one of the things and the reason I say this is because years ago when I saw this NLP, I'm going back to 20 years probably when I saw this NLP, I went to it and I saw this and I was like, okay, I don't really want to work on my stuff because this is going to bring up a lot of stuff and I don't want to work on my stuff right now. And making that choice in that time was okay. I mean, there was nothing wrong with that choice. And this is where I think we sometimes tend to beat ourselves up over this. But listen, we got to go take a commercial break right here. We're running out of time. you're going to give a seat away for the Hypnosis Weekend Certification in Seattle, Washington, correct?
I thought that would be fun.
Okay, so the weekend for the Hypnosis Weekend Certification is January 27th through the 29th. January 27th through the 29th. If you've never called in the last 30 days, if you have never called in the last 30 days and you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, we'll take the fifth caller through. The fifth caller at 425-373-5527. That is the fifth caller. Number five, if you've never called in the last 30 days and you've never won a Hypnosis Weekend certification with Matthew James, this is the time to call. 425-373-5527. Caller number five, you will be a winner for this ticket. For this ticket for the weekend. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for that perfect medium to promote your company, Contact Talk Radio is your marketing solution. Contact Talk Radio connects your services with the public, giving a voice to holistic living. Your success is our success. Through your joint venture with Contact Talk Radio, you are assisting our world community to grow and inspire new possibilities for a conscious and aware society. When you join Contact Talk Radio, you are connecting to those who would benefit most from your services. To find out about customized packages and what Contact Talk Radio can do for you, call 425-649-1112. That's 425-649-1112. Join the CTR family and watch your business grow.
If you're interested in meditation, hypnosis, or deep relaxation as a means of stress reduction and self-improvement, you'll love the Mind Machine Experience. Experience in minutes what used to take years of practice. iProducts has a wide selection of light and sound machines, audio strobe CDs, turbosonic CDs, and biofeedback machines. All of these products reduce stress, energize your mind, enhance your creativity, promote deep sleep, and assist in achieving calm and meditative states. To learn more, visit iProducts.ws today. That's iProducts.ws or call iProducts directly at 877-832-5407. That's 877-832-5407.
Aloha from Hawaiian Health Ohana on the island of Kauai, where we produce 100% certified organic noni products. Noni has been used for thousands of years for improved health and energy. You can try our noni fruit leathers made of 100% pure dried noni fruit and our soothing lavender noni lotion for those aches and pains or any kind of skin condition. Come and visit our website at www.nonifruitleather.net. That's nonifruitleather.net. Or call us at 808-828-1123.
An astrological reading can really help you to find your true talents and life destiny. Tichelle Betterman, Astro Lady at the Seattle Institute of Metaphysics, can give you such a reading. Her BA degree in astrology, along with her intuitive insight, can help you with relationships, personal issues, with business readings, and future insight. Why not call her today on 253-272-4363. 253-272-4363.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
All right, welcome back. We had caller number 1, 2, 3, 4, and...
Lucky number 5,
Lucky
Missy.
Number 5. Missy, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
And guess what? You won, dear. A whole weekend certification course for hypnosis.
All
January
right, 27th, cool.
29th.
What is it?
January 27th through the 29th.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
That's awesome.
So you can make it.
You can make it then, huh?
Yep.
This is a good thing.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to you, Missy.
Hi, thanks.
All right, thanks very much. Listen, stay on hold because we're going to get your information, okay? All right, Missy's going to stay on hold. We'll get back to Matt. So there you go, Matt. Look at that. Someone taking the initiative and calling up and saying, yeah, well, you know, we had a lot of calls, though. We had the phone lines ringing off the hook for that fifth caller. So.
Oh, we're I'm going to be on. What is it? The next couple of Mondays.
You are on every
make
day.
Make sure we give away a few more seats.
There you go. Every Monday you're going to be with us, right through to the 23rd of January, because we're doing a series with you. You know, today's topic is NLP. Next week might be timeline or hypnosis, or the week after. You know, so there's always lots to talk about with you, Matt. It's just
lots to talk about.
It's really good. If you would like to attend this hypnosis weekend certification, and you're not interested in winning a ticket because you want to make sure you get a seat and you don't want to take your chance, then what you want to do is you want to call them directly at 1-800-800-6463 or MIND. It's MIND. It's 800-800-MIND or 6463. To find out more information about Matt James, go to his website, www.nlp.com. That's NLP.com. And you're going to find all kinds of information there. Now, you're also giving away a CD today, an introduction. I can't talk for the life of me right now.
It's the new year.
It is.
It's January, what is it, January 2nd?
Wow. January 2nd. Can you believe that? Isn't that amazing?
Last year flew by. I don't know what happened to it.
You know, while our last day on the air last year was December 21st, I think. We flew out December 21st, and we didn't come back on the air till today. This is the first time back on the air since last year. Isn't that funny? When I say that, it's like since last year we were on the air. But anyways, let's get back to it. This free CD that you're giving away is Introduction to NLP, and it's got some little tools on there that you'll be able to understand how to use. If you want to get a CD, every caller that calls in, if you've never won a CD from NLP before, from Matt James, then every caller that calls in right now at 800-800-MIND, that's 800-800-MIND. If you get a machine, leave your name and your phone number, and someone will return your call to get your address so they can send you a copy of the CD. That's 800-800-MIND. If you've never won an NLP or a CD from Matt James, then call now. Leave your name and your phone number. Someone will return your call if you get a machine, because I know every time people phone there, we open up the phone lines for people to call your office, it gets swamped. So we want to make sure that people know to leave your name and phone number, because you will make sure that they get a CD.
Definitely.
That's just awesome of you to do. And let me ask you this question, Matt. What's your favorite part of neuro-linguistic programming? What is your favorite? You know, you've got all these different modalities. You've got HUNA, Reiki, and all these other ones. NLP has various moving parts to it, if I may say so. What is your favorite technique in NLP? Like, what do you find the most fascinating for yourself?
I think for me, one of the most fascinating techniques in NLP is parts integration.
Parts integration, what is that?
Parts integration is a technique that in some of the older books it was called visual squash,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a funny name. I remember that when I was a kid, I learned visual squash.
Visual squash, that's a good one. Visual squash.
Parts integration is a technique that is about it's about releasing and integrating a conflict that is occurring because of a fragmentation at the unconscious level. That sounds very technical. I'm going to make it real simple. It's kind of like you have your hard drive,
uh-huh.
And every once in a while you run that defragmenting program, you know, yep. Like Norton or whatever comes with Windows,
sure.
In order to put applications back together.
Mm-hmm.
That's just it. So at the unconscious level, and by the way, this comes out in language. You hear people say this all the time. A part of me would love to go and be in this relationship, but a part of me wouldn't. Or a part of me would love to do this business venture, or a part of me wouldn't. How many times has an incongruency or a part like that prevented you from doing something or achieving something, achieving
right.
A goal, achieving an outcome? And so I love parts integration, and we teach this as early as our practitioner training. We go through it again at Master Prac because it's such an important part of NLP.
Well, now when we say that, now you bring us on, a part of me would love to take this business venture, a part of me wants this relationship. Now the part, the thing is that do we need to examine that part, or how do we integrate the rest of the parts into that desire, or do we need to?
That's all a part of the technique. That's the wonderful thing. And your first question is, do we examine it? One of my favorite things about NLP and having studied a lot of different techniques in psychology and working in this field, one of the things that I really appreciate about NLP is that it can be done content-free. In other words, you don't need to sit there and examine all that stuff from the past.
Right.
Does your stuff come up? Does your baggage get opened up? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to sit there and talk about it. In fact, the way that we teach it, we want people to get through it quickly rather than sitting there and analyzing it. So you don't have to go through what this part is. You do. All you have to do is identify the part. And then the technique deals with integrating the part back into the whole so that the individual then becomes integrated and whole.
Interesting.
The part is, and I can launch into a very technical discussion about this, but rather than making it overly technical, just really simple, the part is just something that has separated from the rest of the whole, and at one point it probably served a very important function. In other words, it was probably created at an earlier date or time in the person's life in order to serve a specific purpose, but that purpose is no longer valid. The person has grown beyond that. Yet it still, because it is a separate part, creates a conflict. And any time a person feels like they're being pulled in one of two directions or is unable to make a change or a shift because of a part, they'll feel this being almost tugged one way and another. And the parts integration is magnificent because what it does is it allows that person to integrate that part back in so that they maintain all the functions of the part and the functions of the whole, yet it becomes integrated and then the person no longer has that incongruency. It's a great technique.
Well, listen, is this explained on that CD?
On the CD, I don't think it talks about the part. I think it just gives an overview on NLP. Parts integration is a little bit more of an advanced technique, and it is a part of our practitioner training,
which
we do in Seattle once a year, and it's also on our practitioner tape set. So if a person has an interest, they can call or check our website for more information.
Excellent. Okay, so if you want to get the, if you would like to get an introduction tape CD, you can call the neurolinguistic programming on the neurolinguistic programming. Call up the Empowerment Partnership Certifications for Advanced Neurodynamics with Matt James, 1-800-800-MIND. That's 800-800-6463. I still want to sing that tune, but I won't. 800-800-6463 is the phone number to call in. If you would like to register for any of the workshops or get that free CD, leave your name and phone number. If you get a machine, someone will return your call. NLP.com is the website. www.nlp.com is the website. Matt is going to be back with us next Monday. Same bat channel, same bat time.
Yeah, same bat channel.
That's it, exactly. Matt, thank you so much for being with us today again, and it's always wonderful to talk with you. And we'll have some communication this week, but we'll for sure talk next Monday on the radio.
Yes, sir, and Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you and everyone else listening.
You too, sir. Thank you very much. All right.
Take care.
Take care. All right, folks, that's our show for today. Listen, coming up tomorrow, don't forget, we've got the Doctor of Crust Busting in the house with us tomorrow at 9 a.m., Dr. Pat Basile. She is going to be in the house tomorrow with us, Contact Talk Radio. Joan Casey will also be on, Gene Kuntz, and then we've got a surprise guest on Friday at 9 a.m. Don't forget, Margaret McElroy and The Sixth Sense, 10 a.m. every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Have yourselves a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Contact Talk Radio.